It's Monday, September 30th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Spiceworks has some good news about the state of IT spend. Channel Futures reports MSP salary data. And Gartner gives us some insight into employee motivation. This is the Business of IT Daily. According to the latest Spiceworks State of IT study, 44% of businesses plan to increase their IT budgets by an average of 18%. Aging IT infrastructure and security concerns are driving that growth. Also of note, small companies spend more of their IT budgets on hardware, but as they grow, they spend less on hardware and more on managed IT services. Why do we care? Windows 7 and Windows Server 2008 both reach end of service in January 2020. 79% of firms are still using at least one instance of Windows 7. Looks like it's time to go sell some upgrades. Channel Futures has published their MSP salary guide, giving some insights into market rates with a focus on Tier 1 and Tier 2 jobs. Tier 1 is defined as those responding to trouble tickets and providing basic end-user support. Tier 2 employees handle more advanced tickets and issues. According to the data, Tier 1 employee salaries are consistent around the United States, regardless of employee numbers of the MSP or geography. Overall, the average salary for a Tier 1 is $43,207. Additionally, employees find little salary increases in jumping jobs. On average, less than $1,000 a year if they remain a Tier 1. The greater path to increase is moving to Tier 2. Those Tier 2 engineers are still the most frequently filled position and the most in-demand skill set in managed services since 2012. Tier 2 engineers, on average, made around $69,000, with the report giving more detail about field techs versus team leads. There's a lot of great data in this report. Find the link in the show notes and download the complete report. For those in the UK and with international business interests, Gartner has some bad news. Brexit may trigger a recession. The uncertainty in the second quarter of 2019 has caused employee confidence to continue to decline, dropping over 6% in Q2. Gartner is attributing this to the extension of the Brexit deadline, as well as the appointment of Boris Johnson as prime minister. Since Q3 of 2018, employee confidence has dropped 15.5 percentage points. There's a global nugget in here, too. Quoting Channel Partner Insight, nearly 60% of the UK workforce reported they were passively looking for other employment in Q2 2019, 10% more than the global average. This indicates that worker loyalty may not reflect their intention to stay with their current employer. UK workers are leaving for different reasons than those globally. In the UK, people management is the top reason for leaving an employer, with work-life balance coming next. But globally, it's compensation and future career opportunity taking the top spots. More data to think about when focusing on your teams. Thanks for listening to the Business of IT Daily. You can find us online at mspradio.com or find us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Write a review on Apple Podcasts if you like the show, and see you tomorrow.